Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 26. And today is Saturday, July 9th, 2016. Well, Sunday. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is shaking his head at me is my co-host, Stone. Hey, Stone, how you doing?
Peaches and cream, how are you doing?
Peaches and cream?
Peaches and cream, what? I know. And sunshine and rainbows. How are you doing?
Oh,
are you doing great?
Nice. I'm doing fantastic. You know why? He's like,
why, Lita?
Why?
Tell
why?
Me.
Because we have a special guest who's come to join us this week, and we're very excited that we've got Nixos here with us. So thank you, Nixos. Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. Excited to be here.
I'm glad that we could get you on, because I know that we tried to do it before and just timing wasn't right. I was like, oh, yeah. Man. So I'm glad we got you. Like, I wanted for sure to get you on before all the changes happened. So,
yeah.
You've been doing all this stuff. So, yeah, I'm glad we could get you on.
Yeah, definitely. Nice. I mean, I've been watching it for a while, and I've been wanting to get on. Like, I can't remember what the reason was now. I think I was working away last time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how about we have a little chat with you and find out a bit about you. So can you tell us about yourself, the player behind the character?
Yeah, so my character name is Nixos. My real name is Ben. I live in the UK near Oxford. I have a beautiful wife and three beautiful kids that keep me busy. My job in real life, I'm in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a engineering degree along with my YouTube channel, my Twitch channel, so I'm very, very busy.
Yes,
with my life.
Yeah, and three kids. Oh my gosh! Wow.
Yeah, 7, 2, and 1. I just came from my eldest. She did a singing stage show.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Nice.
It was like 3 hours long, and
yeah.
She did three songs or something like that.
Aww.
Wow.
But yeah, it was really that's good. Gorgeous. It was about a 2 hour drive away, so
mm-hmm.
I think I got back in at about 10:30.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that you coming and have a chat with us. So thank you for that. And how long have you been playing World of Warcraft?
So I played vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Went through. I think my first character was a orc shaman. Went through Burning Crusade. I think I played up to in Wrath the Naxx raid.
Okay.
Certain things happened in my life, so I had to stop playing, and I mm-hmm. unsubscribed. I can't remember what year that was now, but I picked it back up at the end of Miss Pandaria.
Okay.
On Moonglade, I joined, and I've been playing since then. Now I have 11 max characters, so I've been playing a lot.
Wow. Nice.
Two and a bit years.
So. Yeah. Oh, cool. All right. So when did you start trying challenge tunes? When did that interest come about?
The interest came probably about a year ago. Mm-hmm. I heard about the challenge and what it entails, as well as the bloodthirsty and the pacifist, and it always piqued my interest. But as you know, with raiding guilds and stuff like that, they want to keep you focused on the task in hand, mm-hmm. on the next raid tier and stuff like that. And I had alts and stuff to be dealing with. I never knew any of my guildmates that had tried the challenge, so I was pretty much a lone wolf. And then I was on YouTube and I saw Asmongold channel.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he had a fantastic Iron Man challenge playlist. And I think he did two. I think his first one died pretty quick. and then I think it's Asmongler 2 and MF Jones. he got all the way up to, I think it was 84, I want to say, or something like that.
83, 84,
something like that. Yep. I was really genuinely gutted for him, because I do watch all these videos, and he is quite funny. So, so he spurred me on to do my own YouTube channel, and what better to make videos is with the Ironman Challenge.
Yeah.
Now I before my YouTube channel, I actually started it, the challenge, Human Hunter, like Asmongold, called Oliver Queen, and I got it to level 10. But then I thought, I need to record the last 10 levels, so I started a new one.
Yeah.
Orc Hunter.
Okay. All right, I'm Orc Hunter. Awesome. Okay, so are you just concentrating on doing iron, or are you going to give a bloodthirsty and pacifist to go as well?
I'm going to do one by one. So once I complete the iron, I'll move on to the next one.
Yeah.
I don't want to chop and change, because if I'm doing pacifist and I'm not concentrating, I might accidentally kill something. So I want to conquer Iron Man first, and then I'll move on from there.
Nice. All righty. Yeah. And so this new iron is Orc, so you're going to concentrate on running through Horde side with the iron. That's cool.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I think we've only got two Horde irons. Maybe one. I think everybody has been Alliance.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
My one that I killed off at 61, she was Orc, actually. So, but yeah, I think it's good. Orcs are good. Orc Hunter's awesome. Because you've got blood, what is it? Blood Fury? And yes. The pets are always good. Boar is really good. I called my boar Bacon. So when you get your boar, you need to come up with an appropriate name. And
I have a good name.
What have you got?
He's called Frank de Boar.
Nice.
He's named after a football player from Holland.
He was called
Frank de Boar.
Yeah, that's good. That's clever. Awesome. So, all right, so
Frank's naughty. I keep having to go at him.
Oh, look, all the pets are always naughty. What's been your fondest challenge memory so far?
My fondest memory is getting my mount and not have to walk everywhere. I take it for granted now with all my alts and your heirloom mount and stuff like that. You just never walk anywhere. You just fly or jump on a wolf. But I was getting pretty bored of running everywhere as a low level toon. So that was my happiest memory, getting the mount, definitely.
Nice. Oh, that's cool. All right. So have you formulated yourself a plan with zones and what kind of route you're going to take with leveling?
I'm not that clued up like Asmongold was. He can remember every single quest.
Oh, he's amazing, isn't he?
I don't know how he does it.
Know.
He just started, like, okay, well, we're going to go into Westfall, and we're going to go do this quest, and we're like, okay, whoa, dude.
I'm going to kill these pirates and do this. And like, blows my mind. But I sort of wing it or go with my gut instinct. I got some notes here. I did Durotar and the Northern Barrens, and saw a couple of other tunes get involved with bugs in Azara with the raptor. When you're putting out the fires, it's like a raptor, and he fell down.
Yeah,
so I want to avoid that completely.
Yeah, definitely avoid that one. I had a very nasty death to that last a couple of weeks ago. That was most unpleasant. And you know what? The funny thing is that my gut was going, maybe I shouldn't go this way. And I was like, no, no, I'm sure it's fine. So, you know, I went against my gut. So it's my own fault.
Yeah, I definitely go with my gut. If I got any reason not to be there and if I feel like I shouldn't be there, and I just leave.
Yeah, good.
Because I don't like Ashen Vale, so I decided to go across the pond to Eastern Kingdoms, and I went to the Glades, Hillsbrad, and I'm currently in Arathi Islands. But I'll probably make my way back over to Kalimdor, to Desolus, and work my way down to Syphilis.
Mm-hmm.
When I reach 60, I've heard about Avoid Hellfire. Everyone seems to be dying there.
I don't know. I mean, I've heard people dying there, but hunters actually have an easier time in there.
On my death night,
I was okay as well. I just had to be a little bit more careful because I'm more up into the mobs and stuff versus being able to kind of stand, you know, back and pick and pick things off, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could skip it. I just think it's. I think there's XP that you'll find that is easier and it will help you.
Mm. Okay, yeah. Well, I'll go with my gut instinct. If it's a quest I don't like.
Yeah. Also, keep in mind though that I jinx people, so you probably don't want to go in there now.
Let me find something made out of wood.
Yeah, quick. But I've got my 60 there at the moment, and I was surprised, and the only reason I took her there was because questing in Blasted Lands, when you're killing and you're getting 3-6 XP per kill and then handing in a quest, and just it was like, oh my gosh, this is gonna kill me. So I thought, well, I might as well go. I'll give it a go. And it was like, oh, okay. Because there are level 58 and 59 mobs as soon as you start that, you know, the starting quest in there. So I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So so far, touch wood, I've not been back yet. So, so see how that goes. What do you think is the most unfriendly zone? Do you think there is something that you will really stay away from? Is there something that your gut already says to you, no, you're not gonna go here?
Well, yeah, there's a couple, and they're all in Cataclysm, to be honest. The ones I'm gonna avoid is Deep Home because of the bug dropping into it. The water place, I can never pronounce it. Vashir?
Yep.
Vashir, yeah. Because if I'm in trouble, I like to run away, not swim away. So I'm not going to do that. And just purely for the fact that Asmongold died there, is Uldum. I'm going to avoid that place.
Mm-hmm.
But the worst experience I've had is so far is Hillsbad Foothills and the Four Finger Quest.
Oh,
so close.
Try very hard to not do that.
I started it, and then six dwarves started running after me, so I ran away left it.
Yeah.
They were asleep, and I was trying to be quiet as well. They chased me. I survived, though. Survived. Lived another day.
Yes. Oh, well, that's good. So what's been your worst death so far, do you think?
I haven't died yet.
Okay. All right. So you've still got both your irons are still current. No one's died. That's awesome. And what levels your human still at level 10?
It's still at level 10. I've left him there. He's my backup. Tard the Hun is level 26.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Currently doing, trying to do 2 levels a week. This week I haven't done one because I didn't want to die and then do the podcast and tell everyone that I ain't got any tunes.
That's fair enough.
I'll do a back-to-back episode next week.
We'll just knock on wood that next week it won't happen, because that's what seems to happen to some of the people that come on the very next week. They're done.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe
that's what happened to Asmund Gold too. He was on, and the very next week he died.
That is true.
Yeah, it's stone. Stone's a jinx. That's what it is. Jinxy stone.
Sure. Sure.
Maybe he does it on purpose, just to get the list down. Too much to contend with.
That's right. That could be it. Yeah. All about the list. That's exactly right. All right. So what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tune? Have you got any helpful tips or tricks as well?
Yes. In my limited experience, don't do an iron drunk. One of my episodes, I was drunk and I woke up the next day not knowing whether he was alive or not. I logged out right next to a raptor nest in Northern Browns.
Oh, yeah.
But I was still alive.
Oh, nice.
Amazingly. Good PC. My biggest battle is my PC. Lagging out for 10 seconds and then it reloading. Definitely. But what I do is I just take my time. I give myself a goal of 2 levels a week. I take my time and not rush into it. Every time I do my challenge, I tell myself that I'm not farming for mounts and not spamming buttons and stuff like that, because my main is a troll hunter, and I just click Bad Arch try and go for mounts. But when I go to my orc, I've got to realize that I'm playing my Iron Man tune.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's a big thing. I think that's a really good point. We've touched on it a couple of times for sure. That mindset is a big thing when you sit down to play a tune. You can't play them like you would normally play any other tune. You've got to have that, hang on, I'm on a challenge tune. I need to be wary and be extra wary. So that's really good points, really good tips. So thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, what we might do, we've got a bumper. Have we got a bumper?
Maybe.
Okay.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay.
Rogue Slayer did awesome. Excellent. All right. So, news in the World of Warcraft. So, we've got Warcraft Q&A, artifacts, and order halls.
So, this was so what have we got? Thursday with Craig Amise. First time I've ever heard of this person. But it was good to see a new face. Basically, just asking, answering questions that people have about artifacts in the order halls and stuff. Nothing in here really affects us. Although there was a comment about talents that I thought was interesting that I'm going to be checking out in Legion Beta and PTR just to see if it's actually true or not. And next week it's supposed to be Jeremy Fiesel, who's doing
the Weasel
and Invasions. I've never heard of him other than the Dark Moon Fair thing. You know, I assume that's who the character is based off of is him.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yes,
but again, I don't know anybody, so I'm just here doing a podcast.
Jeremy Fiesel is he does a lot of work with the pets and the collecting and the quests for the tapers and stuff like that. I don't know. Obviously, he does a lot of other things as well. But yes, hence why he is one of the trainers, one of the tamers over in Darkmoon Fair.
Okay.
But, Alrighty. So, Pathfinder in Legion.
Yep. So, Pathfinder in Legion, basically, there's a Blizzard Watch article that was posted. Part one that's got everybody all mad is basically... when you're done part one, you get an increased ground speed for your mount. Sorry, increased mount speed for your ground mount, right? And everyone's all mad about that because it's like, oh, that's it. You said we'll get flying. It's like, yeah, don't worry. Relax. Okay, they're going to give us flying. Relax. Mm. Basically, for irons, the reason why we care about this is because as an iron, when you go into Legion, this is account-wide. So you're basically going to have an increased speed on your ground mount. I think to basically say that you're not allowed to use a ground mount would be kind of weird.
Okay.
So we would allow that. However, part two, yay, I didn't mute my other sounds. My video dropped. Well, I don't know. Okay. So that's a thing. I don't know. I see myself on the on the stream, so we're okay. It'll pop up eventually, I'm assuming. Actually, yeah, I do see that my other camera died. Stupid. I did buy a cheap camera, and that's, you know, that's I mean, you get what you pay for, right? So, basically, part two is going to be, likely, we'll be flying, and as we did in Warlords, we would not allow it. So you wouldn't be allowed to fly around on your flying mount. And we think that part three of the Pathfinder would be a flying speed boost or something. That's just where we are. And I'm going to add those to the rules when we update the website, which we'll talk about after. And there will be a link. And I want to thank Margathon for sending this to me because I had no idea about it. I generally don't. I generally look at Twitter for my news, and I didn't really see anybody griping about it until I read the news clip, and then I saw all the gripes, but nothing on my Twitter, so that's good.
Cool. So,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that'll be interesting. I don't know. What do you guys think about with the Pathfinder in Legion? I don't care. Honestly, they'll give me whatever and I'll do it. That's how I feel about it. So do you guys have a opinion one way or the other?
Well, I haven't really got that high yet, so I can't give a true opinion, to be honest. It just means from level 90, there's no point having flying, because as soon as you get to the end of Draenor, you get flying, but now you're in Legion, so there's no point flying around.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing world events or something like that.
World events, yeah. Which you'll have just normal, obviously. Yeah. You just have normal world flying, not the specific. Yeah. Okay, all right. We'll have to see how that goes.
We could not allow the ground mount, but I think it's... I just feel like it's weird where we allow flying... And then when we're into Warlords, now you're not allowed flying, but you are allowed ground mount. But now, and then if you get into Legion now, you're back on your feet again. It feels weird. I can understand don't allow flying because flying is a significant change, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't think it'd be a big deal to have the ground mount. I mean, even though you get the speed boost, it's going to be nice, absolutely. But... and actually, you know what? The one thing that we don't know is how big of a buff that's going to be. If we're talking about like twice the speed, then maybe we'll talk about it because that seems like excessive. But if it's like 20% or something like that, then eh.
Please don't make me run again.
So there it is. So between level 1 to 20, you're not allowed to use any mount. And then in the last 20 levels, again, well, you can't fly. And then in the last 10 levels, you can't use any mount. It's like going back. And it's just like, oh, no.
Yeah. Marg makes a good point in the chat room. Pathfinder is a great way to make people explore the whole game. Then flying is given later. It's much better than what they did in Warlords.
And 15% does look a lot different from the sky.
Yeah. Definitely. All right. Well, that's exciting times. Legion is nearly here. Oh, yeah. Very exciting. Okay. So let's go on to site news. So level 100 red flagged pacifist.
Okay. As we talked about on the last show, we had a new max level. However, at the same time she hit max, she also got a red flag for a kill. And the question was, when did the kill happen? Because we can't, there's no time, there's no time things that we can check on our side for when the kill happened. All that we know is that it happened in the same session. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to squirrel a little bit. So Lita, don't get mad. I'm going to say that with all the stuff that happened this week, most of you will know that when we get into rough patches and there's lots of negativity, I go down that way too. And when there's all kinds of good things and everybody's happy, well, I'm happy too. So I've learned that I feed off of people, and that's good and bad, because I feed off of the bad and I feed off of the good as well. So because this week was kind of not so good, I was in a really bad funk. And after some discussions with Zyrel, which were all completely fine, and we'll talk about it after, I was a bit... more than a bit. I had responded to a follow-up email that was way after the fact, and it wasn't very nice. And I actually did say sorry to her, but I wanted to bring it out that, you know, over the last week or so, if I've kind of felt off to you, that's probably why. It's not on purpose. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take things out on anybody, but I kind of feel like I vented at her, even though it wasn't really at her. So for that, I'm sorry. Like, I really did feel bad. And when I replied back to her, I'm like, oh, God. Right? So so there's that. So let's get back onto it. Before I start being an even further doofus. Okay, so... we did know when the level 100 hit. We did not know when our kill hit. So based on that, I was actually willing to change the flag from red to yellow. Only because, from what we understood, there was no kill granting XP or honor. And so to me, that would show that the kill happened after the fact. Because at level 99... you should be getting XP, right? Higher than that, you won't. So I was going to flip it. We asked Blizzard to check out the timestamp. After some wrangling, they did, which is a big deal for us. So, like, we don't usually go to them because they don't have the time to nitpick at the little stuff that we do. It's a very big thank you for them to actually help us with this. They did come back and say that the kill did happen before hitting max level. So what they did say was basically a herb got picked, and there was no damage dealt. However, they were still on the aggro table when somebody else killed the thing. And so it counts as their kill. And the reason why they didn't get XP is because they didn't tap it. Right? Which is true. Because when you're on a hunter, if you go send your pet in and you do not attack it, if the pet's the only thing that does it, I don't think you get XP. So you've got to hit it at least once. Doesn't matter for how much, and then you can go send, and then you can go send in your pet. So it's the same thing here. So basically, we can't flip it. At least I don't feel like I can flip it, because it's a kill that did come pre-max. And from, and the reason why I want to bring this up is that one of the things that we've learned here too is that Vanish will not drop your threat and will not remove you from the aggro table. So
wow.
She has already lost two or three others in the 90, 92, 93, 94 range to the to similar things.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Absolutely. And there's some folks on the forum saying, well, you shouldn't feel bad because as far as they're concerned, you hated it. And, you know, they've made it this far. And for me, if I didn't have the info, then I would have flipped it to yellow because we don't know. Because the ding and the kill happened in the same, at the same time period, as far as I can see.
Yeah.
Right? It's only because we got the extra info that we were able to actually find out what happened. I think it's good that we found the extra info so that people know that Vanish doesn't drop threat at all. When you get up into people's faces and stuff and you think you're going to be able to leave, you know, you better hope that nothing kills that thing that was on your aggro table. So again, I feel bad because this is going to be her fourth one. And it happened, from what we can understand, it happened like 20 minutes before her hitting max. It sucks, and I do feel bad, and it's not just because of my responses to her. I mean, we actually worked well together to try to find out what the heck happened, right? And you know, thankfully Blizzard got back to us, but it's you know, it was a bad deal, I think, for her.
Yeah, it certainly makes it really eye-opening in the fact that, you know, the pacifists that have lost, you know, definitely the ones in, what was it, the 92s, the 93s, mm-hmm. that had the kills of someone else. Mm-hmm. It's really, heartbreaking. That is utterly, utterly heartbreaking. I feel so much for her.
And one of the other things that we've learned too is that she never got the XP because she never tapped the target, right? And so there's a thought here that maybe we would change the challenge to be killing blows only. Or sorry, not killing blows, to kills granting XP or honor.
Mm-hmm.
There's that thought process too. But as far as we're concerned right now, we're at basic kills because we've seen it's possible. It's going to be very hard, but it's possible. Yeah. So when we get into cases where it will never happen, then okay. Because I was thinking, if we never had a pacifist hit max by the time that we got Legion done, then we might rethink how we track it. Right now, Bloodthirsty is almost the same way, where I think it might not be possible to do it with how things are done currently. With Legion, I think the changes that are coming in, that will be different. So I don't think we need to make changes there at all.
Yeah. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Yeah. Poor thing, because absolutely, that's, shattering. Okay, so next part, Garrison rules.
All right, so there's a topic about making Garrison rules formalized. Sure, I agree to a point. I think the timing of it is a little bit poor, seeing as how that we're 2-3 weeks away. But, you know, we don't really have formal rules, and I'm not really opposed to them. It's just I don't necessarily agree with some of the things that have been proposed, and we'll discuss why, I guess. So, basically, the main points that are being discussed about them are fall lower missions are allowed, which, yes, I agree with, because it's part of your base, man. This is how you get stuff. Fall lower missions granting XP. They don't want the topic poster, and some other folks have said that they shouldn't be allowed. However, I, you know, don't agree with that, because really you only have one a day and it's not a big deal. It's, I view them in the same light as going to old school or old world dailies where you still get XP, even though the content is lower. The bigger thing is that, yes, there's no risk, and I agree that there is no risk in getting XP from these missions. However, you know, I kind of equate this to having a world event daily every day, where you can go put out a fire. It's the same thing. You can go to Coldshire and go put out the fire there, or no, not do the fire, but do Honor the Flame and get your XP. So I kind of view it the same way. So I would allow that. Buildings granting combat bonuses, not allowed. Absolutely. Bodyguards, for sure, are not allowed. I mean, you can't walk around in Warlords with another guy around to help you kill things. It just, it doesn't feel like an Iron Man thing. Workshop gadgets, not allowed. I agree. The Mage Tower, not allowed. And I honestly, I thought it was only a porting thing, but apparently it does provide you a critical strike buff. So if you have the Mage Tower, basically you'll get the little rune, and if you jump on that, you get a very increased damage buff. So we would say that's not allowed. I've heard that the Blacksmith has buffs. I've never seen them, but, you know, more or less, if this building is going to give you a buff, if it's going to give you extra things, I would say no. I mean, I mean, you're kind of getting help, right? Like, it's from your base, but you're getting help. The mine and the herb garden, basically they would say is that it's not allowed. I disagree with that. I would say it is allowed because it's not a profession where it requires you to learn the profession. Yes, it's called mining. Yes, it's called herbing and blah, blah, blah. But you don't need the profession to actually do it. The amount of XP that it gives you is not a ton, and there is risk. So, you know, every time you mine something, you have a chance to spawn one of the mobs, right? And, you know, I mean, at a certain point, it's okay and easier, but there is some risk there, and it's kind of akin to doing a daily, so we would allow them. The last one is, Garrison zone abilities. This is the only one I'm on the fence about. Okay. You need to do the quest to unlock them. As far as I know, you can't just go in and get it. Okay. So there are some that are obviously overpowered. For instance, like in Grand, you can get the shredder. Right? And that thing can kick the crap out of a whole ton of stuff.
Yeah.
So that feels not like an irony thing. But you have to do something to get them. The only thing I would say absolutely I agree with never do would be to go into Spires of Iraq and get the XP buff. Doesn't matter if you have to do all these quests, because we've never allowed those buffs. Ever. Ever. And getting a 20% buff, that's nice, right? So I would say for sure that one is no way, but the other ones, I'm on the fence about it. So if you have an opinion about it that you haven't already made, because I want to hear new things, right? If you can, you know, if you've got opinions on the things that we're kind of on the fence about here, you go to the forums and you'll find it. It is up on, it's one of the top ones in there in general, I believe.
Okay.
But I agree. I think it's something that it should be formalized, but it wasn't worrying me, to be honest. I think the larger issue was flying. I didn't think that this was a big issue.
Is there a risk of staying in your garrison, doing your follower missions, doing your herbalism, doing the pet dailies, and never stepping out until you ding 100?
You can't do pet dailies, but doing the follower XP and doing mining and herbalism, yes, you can sit there and do it the whole time.
It'd be very slow.
It's going to take you a long time.
I think I'm fine with that
in that there's risk associated with doing mining and herbing. There is no risk at all with doing the XP follower stuff, right? But that's once a day if you're lucky. I think I get it once every 2 or 3 days, but it depends on when I log in. If you were to sit there the whole time, you would be there for a long time.
Yeah.
So.
But it's definitely, I would say it's definitely doable. Okay. So next one is treasure XP. All right. So Lasan reports that treasures found in Legion now provide XP same as Drenor. Previously reported that they did not.
Yeah. So he was. So we were basically found out that Legion treasures didn't provide XP. And we're like, oh, well, that's different. So now Irons are going to have to go out and quest. And Irons are going to have to go out and kill hill things and not just do treasures, right? Because those are a big, big boost. You can just go click a thing, you get, you know, points, right? And but now, and so when we found out that they were not, it was like, ooh, that's interesting. So, but now apparently, maybe they fixed it. Maybe they just forgot to add it in. But now apparently you get XP. So if you've leveled that way in Warlords, you can expect to level that way again in Legion.
Yeah. Alrighty. Scenario skipping.
Alright. So I bit the bullet and I spoiled some of the stuff for me. I won't talk about it here, but I went through the opening scenario on a Alliance Hunter, because I wanted, you know. I was not equipped with Iron Gear. I will be in the future, and we'll talk about it after there. I just wanted to go through this scenario to see what it was about, like, how it worked. This is most definitely a scenario where we had in Mists, where you go in on your own and blah, 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 except this time it's with anywhere from 10, 20 people or so. And there's apparently a really cool thing that happens, which I won't talk about, that you'll find out. So more or less, this is not a scenario like the Death Knight Starting Zone, where you kind of click on a guy and, oh, you have to wait for 5 minutes for everybody else to get there, and if they're not there in 5 minutes, the guy's going to go and they're going to assault the Light's Hope Chapel, right? However, it is the same in that you can sit back and do absolutely nothing. I sat back the entire time. I attacked nothing. I was getting XP points, not a lot, but I was getting stuff. And I'm going to say that, you know, one of the reasons why we would allow skipping is that groups are not Iron Man.
Yeah,
And sitting back to be carried is not Iron Man. We pick and choose our fights. However, when we, you know, go in there and we know that we will be that person in the group that's going to be sitting back and be like, okay, chums, have at it. You know, no one else died. I think everybody that there was 3 people that left and still nobody died. So it's the lesser of two evils, I guess, where groups just don't feel like it's an Iron Man thing. And
okay.
We also have to consider the past Fist Challenge as well, where if they're in there, I mean, I have not checked, but I have to assume, and I'll check it next time I go through it, is that even sitting back, because I'm getting points, I'm sure yep. I'm going to get kills. So
yeah,
and we don't want to put up a wall. Yep. There's another thing is that I also don't see an achievement to track. However, the scenario was cut short because they didn't have the end scene there, and I don't think they wanted to put the end scene to spoil stuff, even though when you're done it, you go out and you find out stuff, and you're like, well, it still spoiled it, you know. So anyways, so I have to assume there's going to be an achievement like Welcome to Draenor. But overall, I think we will make the exception for Count White skipping to be allowed only for this. It just feels like the lesser of the two evils. And I mean, like, we don't want to put up a wall to say, well, you have to do this and tell others that they can't. We want more people to go in and be able to do stuff. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Things are getting complicated.
Yeah, things are getting very, very complex.
Yeah.
Okay, artifact weapon.
Okay, so as it is right now, we're not going to allow it, but allowed to do the quest and the upgrade. From mm-hmm. what I saw, I did not do the artifact or the class order hall stuff. And I actually leaped off of Teleran and I swam over to Azuna. And I basically got 5 quests. And that doesn't feel like a lot. That feels like you're not going to get a lot of quests to actually level up. So yeah. If we, basically what would happen is that if we said you're not allowed to do that quest, then basically you won't be able to do any of the quests in Legion, unless they change it, which would be awesome, because I mean, we want to make this hard, but not something that, you know, that you can't do, right? So basically, if we were to not allow it, you would basically turn the Iron Man into a Bloodthirsty plus Treasure Seeker challenge, and that's not what Iron Man is at all. So, I'm actually not sure if the artifact weapon is viable because of mob scaling. I would assume it's going to be a great help. I was in my regular gear. It was 680, eye level 680 without, the artifact weapon. And on my hunter, I went lone wolf, you know, just to see how it was. And, you know, I was getting to half health, so I really had to pick my fights. But then again, I'm in green and higher gear, so we just need to make sure that we're not going to. We are not shying away from difficulty at all, because we want things to be hard, but we don't want it to be impossible, right? So the plan is we will go in September, October and have it not allowed, but we'll keep an eye on things. You know, if we see that, you know, you cannot kill anything, it's like you just can't, then we'll make a change. And it's easier to say now you can't do it and in the future say, okay, it's fine, versus the opposite. Like, if we were to go now and say, yes, you can, and then we find it's super, super duper easy, it's harder to say, okay, now we're going to have to grandfather everyone that got created characters now, and those guys are allowed to do it. And it's just, no. It's way better to be able to say no now and then yes after if we need to. Like I mentioned, I am going to take my hunter, buy white gear, and get my artifact bow and see how things go. And I'll be streaming that just to see how it is.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good. All righty.
So, hold on. So, was that the news that you wanted to hear?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, whether we can have the artifact weapon or not. Because I know in two episodes ago you were debating it. That's if you get to 100, you know.
That's true. The thing. Yep.
Mm. Yeah. You've got to get there first.
Yep.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
We will have to see how it plays. It's exciting, all these new things that's coming in, but
yes,
what's going to happen, you know, what we can do with the challenges is...
This is a nightmare for me, okay?
I know, which is makes me smile. Ah, good on you, Stone.
Oh,
awesome.
You're funny.
I don't think I'll get to 100 by September anyway, so I'll be awaiting the news.
Okay.
That's exactly right. All right, so let's go on to site maintenance. What have we got?
Okay, I made a post the other day because Warcraft announced that the PvP season was going to be ending July 19th. So the assumption is that patch 7.0 releases on that day. That's from what I understand. I don't know if there's like a week where they say, okay, the PvP season's over, and then next week they have a patch. But in the past, I thought what they've done is that if they're doing a major patch, they say that the season's over at the patch day. Yep. I could be wrong. However, we're just going to assume that July 19th, as we've been saying for a while, is still the correct date. If it's not, it's very likely then the 26th, which will just bump everything up by a week, so it's no big deal. Basically what I'm planning to do is the site will be actually online, but I will disallow people from adding characters, and there will be no characters being able to refresh. So with about 8 hours prior to the maintenance start, that's when I will basically take the tool down to add new tunes and to... I might just take down the whole site. It might be just easier like that. I may just take things down, just put up a thing saying we're working on it. So basically sometime in the evening of Monday, July the 18th, I will know the exact time as soon as Blizzard announces when it's going to go down. And I will be doing a final sweep of all characters during that time while I know WoW is actually online, so that I know that the information being sent to me is actually good. So this will be considered the end of Warlords play, as when the system comes back up, 7.0 will be live with all the new stuff that we can get, except for the artifact weapon, because that's in the new stuff. Max level will still be level 100 until Legion goes live on August the 30th. So one of the things I want to say is that as of July 18th, what level you are there is going to be considered your Warlord's level. Okay, so as we go forward and you see somebody is level 102, okay, and if they hit max before July 18th, it's going to have a bracket 100 in it, okay? So it's going to have two numbers side by side. I did mention it on one of my other shows that if you notice, it will be there every once in a while, but as of the 18th, you will see it for sure. No, as of the 30th, you'll see it for sure. Oh, no. On the 18th, you'll see it, because, you know, if on the 18th, you're like level 40, and then on the 20th, you hit level 65, it's going to show 65 bracket 40 and bracket. So just so people see, this is how far you made it with the old stuff, and anything new is the new stuff. I like to see that kind of stuff myself. I don't know. So that's that. Yeah, I mean, if you have any questions about it, you can let me know.
Yeah. But, absolutely.
One thing I didn't actually say here is that I kind of expect the site to be down for probably till Thursday of that week. because I need to go play it a little bit and look at the data on my own tunes to see what it looks like, and test out some things when it's live, because as I've said on other shows, is that the crappy thing about beta and all that stuff is that we don't get to see the API changes and that drive our website, so we're kind of in the dark until it goes live about how it looks, because we don't want anything to blow up. So
All right, exciting times though.
Yes.
Exciting.
I think that's an ancient Chinese curse or something. May you live in exciting times. I've always, I don't know. Anyways, now I've probably offended everybody. Sorry.
Okay. All right, so let's do the state of the challenges for this week. So, last week. Whichever. Alrighty. So irons, I get to read it. We've got Iron Man at 75. Iron, we lost 78. Awayan, 81. 67 at 82. Nandara at 83. Ingrius at 84. Discord Kitty at 86. Zaya Monk at 86 dies horribly. We lost at 88. No,
I guess they died horribly. Sorry,
they did. I know, that's terrible.
I could not resist.
Yeah,
dies horribly. Died horribly.
No. Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Oh, alrighty, and our 18th iron and our third level monk is Margi Monk at level 100. Woo!
That's his second one as well.
Yay.
Yes, that's his second iron. That's fantastic.
Big grass. Okay. Big grass.
So, Nicholas, can you take the next one, please?
Yeah, Bloodthirsty. So we got Ash Mortal, 38. Soul Fully, 39. Iona Banana, 40. Blood Mooney, 44. Frenzier, 45. Baysana, 45. Bent Grinder, 49. Zep Hunter, 65. And Bloody Katang, 78.
Wow. No deaths.
No deaths. That is awesome. All right. And this week's pacifist, we have got, so Floisa at 31. Huey Hamster, I love it. That's an awesome name, is 33. Peace Nicker is 34. Elias Pacifist, 38. Patuli 7 is 38.
Mm-hmm.
Inapt Iron is 46. Patuli 4 is 47. Feraline is 50. Serenella is 52. And Silent Herba is 54. Wow, that's awesome. Again, congratulations, no everyone. It's so an awesome week.
So we only had one death.
I know. That's amazing.
And we only have 18. I honestly thought we would have more, and I don't know. I think Legion is going to be about the same. It's just my opinion. I think the Legion zones are going to be hard. So anyways.
We'll have to see how it goes. Yeah.
Squirrel.
I like the Iron Banana.
That's Iron Banana. I like Huey Hamster, honestly. I was like, they were actually on the list last week, but they didn't make the cut. And I was like, oh, man, because it would have been funny to have the kids read that one. Huey Hamster. They would have laughed for sure.
So. Do you know the percentage success rate for
Pacifists?
For Iron Man. Is it normally like 5% of people actually
It's even less than that. We're at 19,400. We have 18. So 18 divided by 19. No, sorry. That's taking everybody. We're going to do it live right now. Oh, that's not good.
Doing it live.
I swear, sometimes...
Where's my calculator?
Okay. 18 divided by 18,367. And we're going to... We are at 0.098%.
Wow.
Oh.
Yep. That's how hard it is. And if Legion makes that bump up a little bit, I still don't think it's going to be I don't think we're going to say like 10% even. I think, you know, if we see a bump, we're going to be into the 1 and 2% because it's still going to be hard.
Yeah.
Right?
So. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
With scaling.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And 18. 18. Grats, Maggie, again. That's... Yep. 18 irons. That's amazing. Good job, guys. I'll get there 1 year, maybe.
As long as you don't stop flying low.
Yeah. It's always going to be a sore point, Stone. It always is. All right. How about we get on with our weeks in WoW? So, Nikos, what have you done? What have you been up to? Stop laughing at me, Stone.
Iron Man, I haven't touched them because I didn't want them to potentially die and then come onto the podcast and be all embarrassed and say that I have no Iron Tune. So I've left Tard the Hun in Arathi Highlands Inn with a bit of resting. But I have been playing Warcraft. I've been trying to do the Lore Master before Legion kicks off. I think I've got 4 zones left in Northrend, and that's it. I can't wait. And I've been selling all my stuff on all my alts. I've got like 11 max alts. Just sold all my stuff, cleared all my bags out. Feels really good and refreshing to do so.
Oh, yeah.
Whether all my stuff sells or not, I don't know, on the auction house. But yeah, I've been doing that and just generally taking a bit of time out from Warcraft in between playing Overwatch and streaming and to try and keep me refreshed for when Legion launches. That's the idea.
Overwatch nice. Is awesome.
It is good.
Have you got a... I'm just going to deviate for a moment. with Legion coming, have you got a plan as to what you want to do with your tunes? Like, obviously, you've got your main tune and you're going to just run that all the way through to 110, or are you going to mix it up with some of the alts?
So initially, when it comes out on the 30th, I got my main Nyxos, my Troll Hunter, that I'm going to do the artifact quest and try and get to 110 as quickly as possible. And then I'll revert back to my Iron Man tune, and I'll do my usual schedule of 2 or 3 levels a week, depending on what happens in the episode. I plan to level more, but certain things happen and I run away scared. Certain dwarves. But I'll try and do the episodes every week, and it's been the backbone of my channel, and I want to keep it going.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. All right. Okay, well, Stone, what have you been up to this week?
This is going
to
be really short. No irons.
That's what she said.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yes, I got one in there. Thank you.
Wow. Dang, I'm going to have to tell Carrie. Man. I don't even know where to go from there. You totally just threw me right off. I'm just like, damn, she got me. My mind is like, what's going on? Wow. Okay, so I haven't done any irons, nothing this week. It's been, because of all the good and the bad, I've decided to keep away, because generally when things are like that, I don't focus very well and my tunes die. And I definitely don't want to flag another Death Knight again. I think I did a little bit of beta testing, though, doing this scenario, and you know, I'm going to do some more. One thing I did want to make a mention of is that you know, I'm still looking for a BlizzCon ticket, and I just wanted to highlight a person that did something that you know generally you don't it's not out, it's not there as much. Slip of the tongue. Oh man. Lita, that's what she said.
No, it's what Mark's saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I definitely heard what he's saying, and I was like, don't say anything. Okay, so I am looking for a BlizzCon ticket, and I'm using the lfblizzcon.com site as well as other means and all this stuff, and I'm really trying to find one more ticket for a friend of mine that's going to go. We just kind of want to get it locked in now, because the deadline for it is July 15th. After that, you cannot transfer tickets to anybody unless you as a ticket owner are there in person to show your proof and you know proof of who you are that you say you are. So one person, he goes by the name of Sion. He posted that he had two tickets, and you know I had reached out to him and said you know I wouldn't mind to buy them, you know, if I'm ready to go, like, right now, if you want, and he was going to sell them at face value, and he did first come, first serve, and so I didn't get the tickets from him, but what kind of popped out at me is that he actually responded to say, I actually chose somebody else, I'm sorry, but, you know, I wanted to let you know, because usually you sit there and send a thing saying, hey, I wouldn't mind to buy it, and then nobody responds. You don't know, right? And you could be waiting a week, right?
Yeah.
So I just think that common kind of courtesy is sometimes lost in this world where it was just such a simple thing. But he actually told me that he had 100 people send him tells over the course of 12 hours. And he said that he responded to every one of them.
Aww.
And I was like, you know, I've got to highlight that. So I've actually added him on Twitter and all that stuff. And I'm going to add him as a battle tag friend. Just because, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, you don't get that a lot. And,
yeah,
you know, we need more folks like that. So, yeah. That was my week. Besides the other stuff that we won't talk about. So
yeah, okay. Just a quick question with the beta testing.
Yes.
So when you go in and obviously make a character that you're going to set up as Iron.
Yep.
So you can do that. You can make sure it's got the white gear.
Yeah, you can go buy the white. No. Gear. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So is. I mean, I don't do beta testing, so I have got absolutely no clue about what it is. But normally when you would, copy a character over, you get the full range of, purples, blues?
You get greens.
Okay, you get greens, right.
And right now you get eye level 680 gear.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so you can strip that back and say, no, I just want my
whites. And, well, like, I'm just going to go to the vendor and buy white gear. And because I think you start off with 3,000 gold or 5,000 gold or something really high that. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, because they want you to test, right? Like, they don't want you to be held back by gold. So, yeah, so I just get the weapon and see how it goes. I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's okay. Be interesting. All right. No, that's interesting. As I said, I've never done it, so I was just curious as to how you would go about it. But that's cool. I look forward to hearing what you have to say for next week. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what I'm going to test. I'm going to try to test when the kids aren't up, but since they're not in school right now because of the break, My days are pretty hectic, and so by the time they go to bed, I'm wiped out, and it's time for me to go to bed.
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough.
We'll try.
School holidays, man.
Yeah.
Three kids as well.
Oh, my goodness. I just, you know, we should get them in school all year round.
Yes. You can have Christmas Day off.
Yes. Sure.
Oh, you guys are so funny. Oh, alrighty.
So what have you been up to, Lita?
I have done so much this week. It's been crazy, crazy, crazy. With my challenge tunes, not much. Okay, so the only thing I've done is I wanted to use up my blossoms. So last week I said I got my iron up through. She hit 60. Woo! Awesome. So I've now got my highest iron as well as my highest level alliance tune, like with doing iron. So I was really excited about that. So she's level 60. I'd been going around doing the fires, and I went over and I got my white bow from Blade's Edge. Had enough gold that I could get flying, so was able to, you know, I could fly through Outlands, which was good. Flew low, not too low, and didn't fly too high. But I made it all the way through the portal. I got to Honor's Hold, went from Honor's Hold to Shattrath, from Shattrath into Nagrand, because I had this overwhelming need that when I looked at Wowhead, I was like, oh, there's a vendor at Nagrand. And so I took off to Nagrand and was like, wait, they're orange. That's right. You've got to do the lead up quest to make them talk to you. So I turned around. So I got a flight path because the flight path was green. So that was cool. And then I took off through Zangarmarsh and up to Blade's Edge, where I finally was able to get the bow. So that was cool. Made a lot of difference. I tell you what, from having the gray level 52 bow that I picked up in Winterspring to buying the level 60 white bow, there was something like 13 damage difference. Like, it's huge. It makes such a difference. I was like, oh my God, I've got a new bow. It's so smexy. So that was exciting. I picked up some of the blossoms along the way. I did desecrate some. I was very, very, very careful when I did the desecrating and made sure I hopped straight onto a flight path so I could get that debuff off me. But other than that, I was like, no, I wasn't going to chance it. So I went back to Blasted Lands. Like I said, was getting really, really cruddy. Kill XP and stuff, and I just thought, nah, stuff this, I'm going to Outlands. So she's over in Outlands. I started doing that, but with the blossoms, I thought I had like 200 and I can't remember, maybe about 250 that I'd picked up, and I kind of was like, okay, it's not enough for a pet. I don't need the pets or the toys, but I thought if I had, you know, if I got 350, but I didn't want to push it with doing the desecrating through Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdoms, as well as through Outlands, I don't think even if I'd done the desecrating that I would have had enough. Okay. So I ended up, I just went and used the blossoms and I bought the shoulders and the dress. So I just bought the some of the clothing, which was enough, whichever it was. I thought, well, at least I've got something, and that's fine. It's a bit of a bummer I didn't have enough for the pet, because the pet would have would have been way better, especially I could have sold that for a lot of gold later on. But anyway. I did do some fires on my normal tune, so I'm quite happy, and I did get a pet. So, yay, I will bank that for later. That's for certain. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I did look at my bloodthirsty, but again, I looked at it and went, yeah, no, I'm too tired to play her. And I just was like, no. So that's all I done with the challenge tunes this week. So I think we've both had a very lesser week with that. And I don't know. Things are just gearing up. I've done lots of other stuff, but it's like there's too much. I'm trying to fit all this stuff into getting done before the, you know, pre-patch hits, and it's like I'm still not prepared. So
I think I would have been playing more if I didn't flag myself on my night. That one still hurts me.
Yeah,
because it was my own fault.
I don't blame you. That was
the vendor, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it was a flying trainer and stupid clicking, thinking it was the vendor.
And I mean, that's something that's easy enough done. Anyone could do that. It's, you know, it's a simple thing that just happened.
There's a tip for that. What I do is always pick on the quest the red item.
I try to do that, but for some of the Death Knight stuff, it's just the only thing there, right? And it's stuff geared for you, so you don't have the option. It was literally blue gear that I know I can't wear, so I'm like, and it was the last request that I had, and I didn't sell it before I logged out, so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna log in and sell it, and then I was stupid.
Yeah,
so stupid.
That's, oh well. I try to tell my kids not
to say that, but I was stupid.
Yeah. Yes, it was, Stone. It definitely was. I shall agree. All right, how about we go on to chit chat? This is where people can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, etc., etc. Okay, first one. Nikos, can you take the first one, please?
So, at Chris_Costa says, do I need to force updates for my character, or will the site update automatically?
So basically, you know, you can click it if you want, but you will get an update once every 24 hours, guaranteed. You'll very likely get one more than that, though. I have it set to pick characters out, and it could be at random, and it will update those ones. So but for sure everything gets done once a day. If you want to see how you are and you don't think it's been done, then you can just click on the button and it's fine.
All right, well, the next one we've got is another Twitter, which is at DragonRage_UK. Hello, I'm thinking of starting a run, but won't have it done for months, meaning Legion will be out. Will this affect me? So basically, for example, I'm level 46 and Legion drops. Is my character still valid? Then I can just continue, Follow up is, okay, so if I made it to 110 in Legion, I'd still be put on the Victor page.
Yes, you're... character is still valid. You can just carry on, and if you make it to 110, you will be up in there with everybody else. The only difference is that the level that you are on July 18th is, we're going to have that in brackets, and basically Marg said it right, where it's pre no spec, and then your current level is having a spec. That's really the big difference, because that's such a big change, because having a spec was such a huge thing, right? Like sorry, not having a spec is such a huge thing that, you know, we wanted to see what the levels were to, you know, find out how far people actually got before getting up to max. So if you go look at the chat right now, it would say, you know, if you hit max, it would say 110 bracket 46 and bracket. And Mark is correct. That's how it would look. So, yeah, you'd be up there, too. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. And just some chat room stuff. So Marg does say he sold his pet for 18K. Yeah, nice. That's good. Just imagine that will go up as the months go. That's all I'm saying. And A.H. Sean R. says, stay away from the Tomb of Lights. Mm-hmm. So that's always a good one, yes. So most definitely. Anything else that we need to bring in, Stone? I think we've covered everything.
I think so. Nix us? Do you have anything you want to add?
No, I think of. No.
All right.
Excellent. All right.
So now this is where we wrap up, and Lita was trying to prompt me. She was giving it over to me to wrap it up. Because I'm a goober, sometimes I don't pick up on these things. So this is where we wrap up the show. The next show will be Saturday, July the 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And that is Sunday, July the 17th for 9 a.m. for Lita, which is Australian Eastern Time, and 1 a.m. for you, Nixos? No, 12 a.m.
Yeah, midnight.
12 a.m., right. And that's also 1 a.m. Central European Time. That's right, because you're BST right now? Is it BST? British Summer Time?
Summer
Time,
right?
Something like that? Okay. Yeah. Yay, time zones.
Anyways, I don't know. I'll just look at my phone.
Yes. Exactly.
That's the way to do it. That's awesome. All righty. So thank you, Nixos, for coming and joining us today. Can you please ever tell blah, blah, blah? I can't get my words.
Yes. I'm not the only goober.
My mouth is not working. I need more coffee. That must be it. Sorry. Can you please tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Not a problem. I've enjoyed it. So you can find me on Twitter at Nixos Chronicle with no S because I ran out of characters. Thank you, Twitter. my YouTube channel is youtube.com/ Nixos Chronicles, and my Twitch channel is twitch.tv/ Nixos Chronicles. You can find me on there. If you want to play Warcraft with me, I'm on the Moonglade Realm EU server.
Okay. EU. Alrighty. Not a problem. And we will have that information up on the website with this episode. So thank you very much. Now, where people can find us. So the WoW Challenges website is wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. And check out our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/WoW Challenges. We also are on YouTube. Woo! We are youtube.com/WoW Challenges 1. That is the number one at the end. And don't forget, you can come catch us live every week at twitch.tv/WoW Challenges. Stone is
giggles.
Doing himself.
Because, I don't know, it's just... Anyways, so... Before you, I just want to say thank you to all of the Patreons that helped us out this month. Thank you very much. Again, it's not a requirement or anything like that, and we don't really offer a whole lot. You can get a t-shirt if you do enough or something. But, you know, every little bit helps, so thank you.
We appreciate it.
So you can find me on Twitter at WoWChallenges, as well as two podcasts, Adventures in Azeroth with Lita and I, which we put out on Thursdays, and the Richter Scale podcast, which we actually do live on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, which we just talk about Blizzard stuff in our week, and we just mess around.
Nice.
It's fun.
All right.
What about you, Lita? Where can we find you?
Well, where can you find me? I am on Twitter at Lita Wow. That's LEETAWOW. And don't forget, yes, I do some other shows as well. Behind the Avatar is my show that I do. I had A.H. Sean R. on this week, so check that out. Episode 129. And we do Adventures in Azeroth, that Stone and I, where we get to natter again, because we like to do that. and Geektopia, which is a geeky podcast that I do with Ben and Steve, normally about once a month, which is a lot of fun. So let's wrap up the show. So thank you always to Mark Conan. We love our intro and are very appreciative of him for doing that. To find Mark Conan, you can find him on Twitter at MarkConanWow. And he is also part of Torrin Think Tank with Jules. If you want to contact him, then get in touch. Other than that, Nikos, thank you so much for sitting down and having a chat. We really, really appreciate your time.
No problem. Any time.
And good luck with your WoW challenge tunes.
Yeah, thank you.
I really hope I don't jinx
hopefully,
you.
Hopefully I won't die.
Knocking on wood.
Knock on wood.
Yes.
There we go. Whoa. I knocked on.
I'll tweet you next week.
Nice. Stone you. Anyway. Alright. Yeah. Alright, that's gonna wrap it up and we'll see you all next time. Okay, bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challengers Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.